You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has once again been recognized as one of the best public universities for the military community. According to the yearly survey by Victory Media, UW-Eau Claire ranked in the top 20% of schools for the third year in a row. For individual categories, the school ranked highly in career outcomes, graduation rates, support and retention, and admissions and orientation. Among large public universities, it ranked 8th overall. The school has over 300 military students and nearly 200 military spouses. Dunn County officials are reminding residents to share their input on potential updates to the 20-year comprehensive plan. The plan covers long-term goals, including efforts to improve things like housing, transportation, land use, and natural resources. Officials are inviting residents to fill out their online survey to share their thoughts on where the county's resources would be best spent. The plan does not call for specific regulation or zoning changes, but is meant to guide officials in the development of those plans. The online survey will close on Sunday. Three people are facing felony charges after a routine traffic stop in Barron County. According to court documents, 36-year-old Ashley Hansen, 63-year-old Robbie Larson, and 65-year-old Cornelius DeCora are facing various drug and firearm charges after a traffic stop on Highway 53 in Rice Lake. Law enforcement authorities initiated the traffic stop after seeing Hansen allegedly speeding and moving erratically. A K-9 unit then alerted the officer who initiated the stop of the potential presence of narcotics, leading to a search of the vehicle. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources are inviting residents to participate in spring hearings on resource management beginning next week. The agencies plan to hold the first of their annual Fish and Wildlife spring hearings in each county on Monday at 6 p.m. with individual location details available online. Residents are also encouraged to submit public feedback on the topic. Public comments will be accepted from the conclusion of Monday's hearings until Wednesday, April 16th at 6 p.m. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents that April's Law of the Month is aimed at creating safer road conditions for construction crews. Law enforcement authorities are aggressively targeting unsafe driving practices in work zones this month, including speeding and distracted driving. Department of Transportation data found nearly 2,200 work zone crashes in the state last year, which resulted in 10 fatalities and nearly 800 injuries. Drivers should be slowing down and staying alert when moving through a construction zone. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice food waste prevention efforts in honor of Food Waste Prevention Week. According to a press release, a DNR study released in 2021 found that food waste was the largest contributor to trash in Wisconsin. That study also found that the state's landfills contained nearly 300 pounds of food waste per resident in 2020. In addition to being financially wasteful, the amount of food waste breaking down in landfills also produces a great deal of the potent greenhouse gas, methane. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is expecting to lose about $85,000 of grant funding as a result of spending cuts at the federal level. Officials say they were notified that the grants had been terminated 3 days after they officially ended in late March. Some of that funding is related to a multi-state lawsuit joined by Wisconsin seeking to block the Trump administration's efforts to cut over $225 million in COVID federal grant funding. The funding was meant to address gaps in care heavily impacted by the pandemic. A new fund honoring the Eau Claire woman who was hit and killed by a teenage driver in Dunn County in March has been established. The Miles for Anne Fund seeks to raise money for angels in marathons. Angels refers to able-bodied runners who assist runners with disabilities. 54-year-old Ann Seidel was known as an avid runner in the community and often acted as an angel when running with her son Parker, who has Down syndrome. The fund raised nearly $8,000 of their $10,000 goal as of Tuesday morning. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at supporting businesses that heavily rely on winter weather. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would ensure businesses that rely on winter weather can get disaster relief funding during mild winters, an issue northern Wisconsin has struggled with in recent years. Snow droughts would be added to the list of recognized disasters under the Small Business Act. Businesses who apply for disaster relief could be eligible for an SBA injury disaster loan. Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction officials are warning residents that proposed federal education spending cuts would disproportionately affect schools that have already struggled with funding. According to DPI data, Wisconsin schools currently receive nearly $850 million in federal funding each year. Most of that federal funding goes towards districts with a higher rate of economically disadvantaged students. The funding cuts also threaten support for programs covering students with disabilities or youth mental health. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Timberwolves 110-103. Despite being down 24 points in the fourth quarter, the fans stayed and cheered the team to a win at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers.
It was huge, you know. They could have left. I mean, really, the way the game was going. And they hung in there with us. And then they could smell the blood in the water as well. This is why you love home games.
Baseball, top of the seventh inning, Brewers up 4-1. Bryce Turang at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball, right center. Doyle is back. He is looking, and it's gone for Turang. Home run number 3, and that hitting streak stays alive. 11 games now for Bryce.
The Brewers beat the Rockies 7-1. The 25-year-old Turang's home run sailing 444 feet, the longest of his career.
Dude, I'm getting older. that's just how it is. I'm starting to get the man strength.
That's Bryce Turang with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Want to feel old? Eminem is a grandfather. The rapper's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, announced on Instagram that she gave birth to a son named Elliot. And to honor her famous father, the baby now shares a middle name with his grandfather. No, it's not Elliot Eminem, it's Elliot Marshall. Eminem's real name is Marshall Mathers. That might put a little pressure on the boy to come up with some sick beats. The Yellowstone series is about to give birth to a new spinoff, with the show's popular 1923 prequel starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren now concluded after its season 2 finale last week. The franchise is launching a new prequel. Plot lines for 1944 are being kept under wraps for the moment, but some sources say the show will explore how World War II affects the Duttons. Star of 1923 Brandon Sklenar takes over Dutton Ranch at the end of 1923 and says he is open to appearing in 1944. Russell Brand is already in trouble for sexual assault charges, but things are about to get worse. Warner Brothers Studios has agreed to turn over footage and outtakes from the set of Arthur in 2011. The studio has made it clear where they stand after being sued along with Brand in 2023 by an extra from the film who said the actor exposed himself to multiple people and assaulted her. What a guy. HBO is giddy over the ratings for the season finale of White Lotus Season 3. The network says 6.2 million viewers tuned in and were treated to a higher body count than we've seen in previous seasons of the show. That shattered the past record for viewers of the show, which was the previous week's 4.8 million viewers. I think it's time for me to check out Season 3. What better game than Monopoly to create a bidding war? There was a competition by studios over a competition series based on the board game, and Netflix is the winner. Variety reports the show is being described as a large-scale social experiment contest that will force contestants to form alliances and betray their competitors. They must walk the line between capitalism and chaos in a cutthroat race to own it all. I think I hate it already. Monopoly debuted in 1935, courtesy of Parker Brothers, and has since sold about 275 million copies worldwide. First, it was people dancing and singing while watching Wicked in theaters that annoyed theatergoers. Now, it's teenage boys who are clapping and cheering during the record-breaking Minecraft movie. In some ways, this is worse than Wicked, because parents who take their kids have to witness this after probably not wanting to set foot in a theater to see Minecraft in the first place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers possible at times, especially this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid-50s. Tonight, scattered showers will drop down to the mid-30s. There may be a flurry mixed in at some point. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy showers with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.